We go to the second page as well. The Father and the Son are equally known to each other and unknown to all others. You see, none of us know God really. He's incomprehensible. You can't know the Father fully and you can't know the Son fully. They're incomprehensible. But they know each other fully. Father knows the Son and the Son knows the Father. And there are several references to this in the scripture. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Do you see how incomprehensible Christ is as the Son of God? He's as incomprehensible as God. No man knows the Son, but the Father knows him, and he perfectly knows him. And then in verse 27 it says, neither knoweth any man the Father. The Father is equally incomprehensible, because he is of the same incomprehensible substance. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son. And he, to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So it's only the Son of God who can reveal God. He's the image of the invisible God. And he reveals all the glory of God. And we see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So these are divine attributes, this incomprehensibility. And yet the Son knows the Father and the Father knows the Son, and nobody else really knows them. John chapter 1 verse 18. John chapter 1 verse 18. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And then chapter 6 verse 46. Not that any man have seen the Father, save he which is of God, he have seen the Father. The reference is there to himself. He's the only one who's seen God, who has comprehended all that the Father is. He's the only one who has the ability to comprehend God, because he is himself the infinite and eternal God. Chapter 10, verse 15, and a similar idea. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. How does the Father know the Son? Absolutely, infinitely, perfectly. And Jesus says, that's the way I know the Father. In the same way that he knows me, in that very same way I know him. As he knows me without the slightest flaw, so I know him without the slightest flaw. How does he know the infinite God without the slightest flaw? Because he is himself the infinite God. That's how. The Son of the Father. And of course, the Lord Jesus is also the creator of all things. He made everything. We looked at John chapter 1. Everything was made by him. The world was made by him. Everything was made by him. We looked at Colossians, we'll just look at one of these verses. We'll not labor on these verses. Christ made everything. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, where we read, he is before all things, everything. He's before everything. In order of time, he is the Alpha. He is before all things, and all those things that consist are by him made. They're by him, all things. You see, there is a reference then to him as the creator, the eternal creator of all things. Everything consists by him. He holds everything up by the word of his power, as the Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrews tells us. That brings us on to point six. By him all things consist. And then Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. There are several references in this first chapter of Hebrews to Christ as the creator. Verse 2, at the end of verse 2, by whom also he made the worlds. That's the creator. And then we read there, that he upholds all things by the word of his power. Now, only God can do that. Well, you know, why does this world not fall apart and all the molecules break up? Who gives all the laws of gravity and all the laws of attraction and that holds everything together and keeps everything spinning and everything going? Who upholds all that? Is that just, you know, just does that just happen? No. Every molecule is held in place by divine power. And all those massive movements of planets there are by divine power. And who's the one that upholds all things and keeps everything going? It's this person, Jesus Christ. Infinite power. Preserves and upholds all things as well as creates them. Time is gone. I know we covered a lot of ground there. And all these verses really need to be meditated upon and come into our heart and encourage us to be worshippers of Christ and to have confidence in his power. It is so clear, the supreme Godhead of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's bow in prayer then. Father, we do bow in thy holy presence. We thank thee for thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Like Thomas, we confess he is my Lord and my God. We know that there's no power in the blood. There's no power in the cross. If he be but a mere man, if he be but a creature who has to keep the law for himself, he'd be answerable for himself. But Lord, we know that he is the Son of God who was manifested, the lawgiver himself, who was made under the law and vicariously in our behalf could keep it. And his blood is the blood of him who is the God-man. And that's why it is so powerful and washes our sins. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we pray that thou wilt give us greater love for him. And help us, Lord, to be established in this doctrine and to boldly, without fear and with boldness, proclaim it unto all for his holy name's sake.